From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. Local elections usually don't attract international attention, but the municipal voting held across Venezuela on Sunday did. Not just because Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, but because this was a de facto referendum on the presidency of Nicolas Maduro, the hand-picked successor of Venezuela's socialist leader, Hugo Chavez, who died last March. Maduro's government has floundered. He barely won last April's special election to succeed Chavez, and on his watch, the economy has continued to tank. 54% inflation, chronic shortages of basic goods like toilet paper, massive power outages, not to mention the worst violent crime rate in South America. So Venezuela's political opposition was expected to win big on Sunday. It didn't. If anything, the elections brought Maduro back from the political dead. He said, "We've won at least 76% of the country's mayoral seats. The revolution has defeated the counter-revolution."
And to a large degree, he's right. Maduro's United Socialist Party, better known as the Chavistas, captured as many as five times more Venezuelan municipalities than the opposition coalition, the Democratic Unity Roundtable. The Chavistas also held on to Libertador, the most important municipality of the capital city of Caracas.
This has been an approval to Maduro. He comes out as a winner.
Natalia Brandler is a Venezuelan-born political scientist and a resident fellow at the University of Miami's Center for Hemispheric Policy.
You know, if they present the map of Venezuela, it's going to be a map that is painted in red.
As in socialist red. But the opposition handed Maduro setbacks, too. The cities it did win were big ones. Maracaibo, Venezuela's oil capital. Valencia, the nation's industrial hub. Mérida, a tourism mecca. And on a Sunday that Maduro called Loyalty to Chavez Day, the opposition captured Barinas, Chavez's hometown. It also kept the district of Caracas. Opposition leader Enrique Capriles, the governor of Miranda State, said the results confirm only half of Venezuela is Chavista.
Hay una Venezuela dividida. Y para mí es claro que
Venezuela is a divided country, he said. No one owns this country. Venezuela is owned by all of us. Analysts like Brandler also argue that Maduro should acknowledge that non-Chavista parties actually won a majority of Sunday's popular vote.
The opposition has a stronger base. What are they going to do with it? How are they going to unite the people and organize the people against a government that has a hegemonic control of the media, total control of the institutions of the country?
Good question. Last month, Maduro revived his popularity by ordering deep price cuts on consumer goods, his counterattack against what he calls the fascist economic war. El Presidente even told Venezuelans to leave nothing on the shelves. That resulted in looting and fistfights at places like this Valencia electronics store captured on video. Either way, it worked. Now Maduro's critics are worried his government, which is closely aligned with communist Cuba's, will turn more authoritarian and more left-wing. That's probably not the best news for Venezuela's faltering economy. To change that, Brandler says the opposition has to do more than just criticize bad Chavista economic policy.
I've done a lot of research in the barrios of Caracas, and I've heard people who are very disappointed of Chavismo, but they do not see the opposition as an alternative.
Until that happens, the revolution will most likely continue to overpower the counter-revolution. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.